先自我介绍。
And first, I would like to introduce myself.
来自台湾。
I'm from Taiwan, Taipei, Fa Sen Chapter.
在台湾雷藏寺出家。
And 在 I took the reverence hood.
在西雅图。
Last May.
接受法师的训练。
And I'm staying here to getting the training.
有一个重要的课程就是开。
And there is a major training to give the Dharma speech.
然后已经有点空白。
When I thought about the Dharma speech, I have nothing, I have blank mind. So someone suggested to talk about the reason I'm taking my monkhood.
然后他们讲的开他们讲他们出家的因缘都讲得非常非常的
So in the past, a lot of reverends gave their experience on the reasons that they taking the monkhood. And I don't feel like they're so excited and interesting. And I will just share a little bit of my
今天讲一个修行讲一个不太好笑的一个笑话
I will share a joke that may not be so humor.
师父就是做锄头啊，菜刀之类，那个打铁的一个师傅。
There's
打铁的工作。辛苦啊，学徒来了。
A master who's actually
有一天终于来了。
Doing the
很肯学的一个徒弟学徒跟着这位老师学习。老师傅就很专心的。
A student
传授给他，但是后面补了一句话。
Okay。
我还有一手留着。
Okay。
你就好好的学。希望你
A student is learning from a teacher trying to do the carve the knife and the teacher was telling the students that there's something I'm holding and I'm holding hoping you can learn that in the future so one day when the student learned most of the stuff and the student went to the teacher and asked can you teach that to me that special things and the teacher was really sicksleeping on the bed and the teacher woke him up saying please give me the secret and the teacher told the students don't touch it when you're trying to carve the knife because when the knife is carving you have to burn the knife and when the knife is so red so hot it will turn red so never use your hand to actually touch it
骗这个弟子留下来的幌子。
So sometimes when the teacher is hoping the student to stay, then they will tell the student something I'm trying to show you later until you learn everything. So it's just the reason to keep all the students to be there to complete their learning.
生命在这里跟我们的修行有什么关系？在我们
So what is the relationship?Between the cultivation.
最重要的一点，不论师父怎么讲我们。
So it doesn't matter. There is a main thing. Doesn't matter what the teacher is saying to you. You have always to hold that trust. And Grandmaster has told us everything, even included the one that he's not supposed to tell.
但是在这修行上面，我遇到一个同门。
And during my cultivation, I met a disciple, and he's learning the qi.
当时我还没出家，说诚实。
And at the time, I have not entered to my monkhood.
就花钱。
And I was
多少钱？那请那个气功师傅帮我。
I spent a lot of money to go to the qi gong masters and asking them to pass the qi to me.
那我听了。
And someone was saying that when you achieve the qi, you could actually climb up the stairs without any strength. For most people, when they climb the mountain, and when you climb too fast, or you take the helicopter to go to the peak of the mountain, sometimes you feel unable to breathe. So just like climbing the Himalaya,
and
it takes times for you to actually climb up to the peak. It may take some time, months,
or
adjust your bodies to the environment in order for you to continue climbing to the peak of the mountain.
So
sometimes we may ignore the process of the climbing.
他忘了说他必须要强健他的脚力，啊，跟承受。
So this person forget that you have to exercise your legs to be stronger to in order to climb to a higher place.
啊，我们的根够不够粗，能不能承受？
So we have to know our foundations to see if they are strong enough to hold ourselves. We have to learn from the basic and step by step. So you have to learn and do everything from a small amount to build a strong foundation.
感谢师尊的加持，还有师母的邀请。 能够让我在这里。I'm
appreciated to Grandmaster and Simus,
上师以及法师,
and all priest masters and all the students.
让我在这里,
students here. And I'm very happy to taking the training here.
保地, 还有这个师尊的光环的加持下, 能够在这里修持, 是一个很有福分的。
In order to learn here, you have to have a lot of fortune in order to learn in Seattle. And I feel fortunate to be here. I believe here, for the people who's here, being the blessing of Grandmaster, we are very fortunate to be here. Please put your hands together and pay our most respects to Grandmaster, Lineage Gurus, and Medicine Buddha, and all Buddha Bodhisattvas, Arugas of the Shrine, Simu, presiding, and all Masters, and all the Dharma educators, and all the disciples and people on the internet, good evening. I appreciate and welcome everyone to be here to join us to the group practice. And tomorrow we have Mahamaruri's fire offering. It attracts a lot of disciples to come in and join our group practice and to receive the blessing from Grandmaster. And earlier, Reverend Lian Xiang gave the speech. Grandmaster has taught us everything, including the things that should not be taught. So I'm wondering if Grandmaster can mention what is not supposed to be spoken. And I saw the lunar calendar, and I was surprised. And yesterday was actually my 16th anniversary entering the monkhood. And I have been in Seattle for 16 years. And in the past, in Seattle, the time that went through, and I saw a lot of things that happened in this life, the changes in life. And the relationship between people and the things that may be encountered between peoples in the relationship. And there are up and downs that can help us learn. And out of a sudden, 16 years have passed by. And I'm grateful to Grandmaster and Simu's teaching and everyone here to support the Seattle Temple
and
to support the Seattle Temple. And last year I went to Hong Kong, and while I was there, there are three things that
就算到现在
We know that the economy is going down and is in the process of coming back up. And last year, I was in Hong Kong doing my Dharma preach. And the news was talking about Huifeng's stock from $150 went down to $33 per stock. And I know there's a lot of people from Hong Kong, they may understand Huifeng Bank in Hong Kong that went down from 150 to 35 is a pain for most Hong Kong people. And I'm not sure if the stock has went up, but this shows the impermanence of life, the up and downs in life. And last year, I went to Hong Kong to do a physical checkup. And I saw a nurse. And I was wondering why she's so upset.
And
I was trying to cheer her up and asked her what's going on. And I found out that she was actually from Hong Kong, from China, and has a daughter, four years old daughter.
And
it took a lot of trouble in order to apply the permits to go into Hong Kong. And her daughter,
it's
a daughter.
她自己本身身为护士的。
One of her daughter actually got injured and when doing the fell down and got permanent. There's no surgeries to cure it, so became disabled permanently. So we were trying to encourage her to pray to the Buddha and in order to calm her heart. And we have prayed for Grandmaster, the Buddha, to see if there is any supernatural power to bless her. And in order for the daughter to heal up and to stand up again. And we passed by a cemetery, and I did not pay attention. One of the disciples took me to the cemetery. And the disciple asked, can you take a look? The entrance has two carved calligraphies. And I saw those wordings. And it's saying,
无区归故土他朝君体亦相同
today the final state
现在那些,
the verse is saying that for the people who passed away laying there in the cemetery and one day you are actually laying there just like everyone else. So you could see the impermanence. And for as a cultivator, when you see the impermanence, you have this liberating heart that you want to cultivate. So the past 16 years, before I came to Seattle, and I had a dream, and the dream was an elder lady was telling me your past life was a monk. So if you don't believe me, then you could make a copy of your head. Then how would I was thinking at the time, how would I make a photocopy of my head? So maybe the affinity matured. So I came to Seattle and I wasn't prepared and knowing that I was going to take my monkhood. And when I was helping out in the True Buddhist Foundation and learning reading the letters from disciples, and a lot of people were actually asking if they can take their monkhood. And I was thinking, we spend a lot of strength in trying to chase after the fame. And all this chasing, until the end, it will all come to an emptiness. So who would have all this merit to enter into the monkhood and actually select it and enter into the monkhood? So as a monk, we have to read these precepts of the monkhood and to see if you have this belief to uphold these precepts. So when people ask, when do I have the affinity to take the monkhood, then for me, I was thinking, you have to base it on your own affinity and your So based on your affinity, then your when the affinity mature, then you have the thoughts to actually wanting to enter into the monkhood. And the merits will one day mature and enter and actually go into the monkhood. So you don't have to really go and ask Grandmaster. You have to actually ask yourself, are you prepared? Are you ready? And are you set to go for this monkhood? So then if your answers are yes, then that means your monkhood affinity matured. And you all know that there is a sutra, Buddha talking about entering the monkhood sutra. Then as long as you follow the precepts one day and one night, then the merits that you generate from this following precepts for the whole day is huge. But if you really enter into the monkhood, then your merits is extreme and supreme. So we have to do things to help other sentient beings and to service and support yourself and support the others. And one day is your the merits will mature. We have to cultivate diligently and then to follow the teaching for the Buddha. And we have always to remember to the purification. And we have to repent and to supplicate for the Buddhas to turn the Dhamma wheel and to be a support of all sentient beings.
结下这个佛缘，让他们也能够摄召很多的众生来皈依学佛。那么最近师尊呢？So
recently, Grandmaster is asking all the monkhood to all the monks to recite the monkhood's precepts, and so that we can remind ourselves to follow the precepts and not overlooking these rules. And recently, Grandmaster's teaching, the article that he wrote, we can understand that he's trying to encourage the disciples to enter the monkhood in order to preach all sentient beings. And Grandmaster never
完全是尊重个人的意愿。
Well, some people are actually saying that Grandmaster asked me to take the monkhood, but actually we all know Grandmaster never pushes or force anyone to enter the monkhood. So we should
follow the
teaching. But if you maybe sometime our merits are not mature, then as long as you cultivate diligently, we can still attain the enlightening.
书上的一段话。
At last, I will share one of the article from Grandmaster's book.
共同来勉励。啊，师尊说。
And Grandmaster said,
红尘与走入红尘是一样的。
So,
只要心中有悟，出不是出，入不是入，红尘再如何混沌，一样是清净佛国。走出红尘是清净。
Leaving the Saha world and staying in the Saha world is the same. Or entering is the same. As long as you can liberate yourself and to purify your heart.
敬礼两名和尚，沙迦正空上师。
Homage to the Honorable Monk Liao Ming, Master Sakya Zhengkong.
Dhamma Pa.
The 16th Dhamma King Kamada. Master to Kantachi.
敬礼同修主尊，药师。
Homage to the main deity of.Tonight's group cultivation, Namo Medicine Buddha, presiding Master, Master Lian Jie, Simu, all masters, Dharma educators, Dharma teachers, Dharma lecturers, assistant Dharma teachers, all disciples, everyone watching over the internet, may all be auspicious.
今天呢我们在谈
Today we will continue
禅经
to talk about the Platform Sutra by the Six Patriarchs
说言有的波叶之智
And the Six Patriarchs said
大智人更无差别
The Prajna that'sembodied in everyone is exactly the same in everyone.
言以邪见障众烦恼
However, some upon listening will not be enlightened. Why? Because they are thickly veiled by erroneous views and heavy obstructions.They have deep-rooted defilements, just like the clouds are covering the sun. When it's not, when the clouds are not blown away by the wind, then the sunshine will not show. What it means, the prajna in the slow-witted people is no different from those of the wise.
不能够开悟呢
But why they cannot be enlightened upon hearing the Buddha Dharma? Because they have wrong views and their obstructions are very grave or heavy and their defilements are very deep
这个烦恼深邪见重
And the wrong views are very strong, so they have these obstructions, just like the clouds that's covering the sun. Without the wind blowing away the clouds, the sun will not show itself.
This is 六祖禅经里面六祖在说法当中的
So this is a statement that was spoken by the Six Patriarch during his Dharma teaching. So here, it was mentioning about the wrong views or the so-called incorrect views. Incorrect or improper views.
因为众生都有烦恼
and worries or troubles, everyone has them.
一切的思维都放在你的烦恼上面。
Because all your mindsets or your thoughts are focused on your troubles, then your troubles will never end.
而且烦恼
Everyone of us would have these troubles every day.
新的烦恼就在跟着
So before the old trouble goes away, the new one will come.So every day you're sweeping away this trouble.
今天有什么烦恼?
And you don't know what trouble will come tomorrow.
就又出来了。
And suddenly it appears.
一个简单的例子。
Just let me give a simple example.
我们常常想, 有一天,
Like we often think, one day,
所有的事情通通都解决了。
If we resolve all problems,
那我什么事都没有。
Then I would have nothing to do, and I would be light and easy.
一天我把什么我一些烦恼的事。
Everyone thinks that way. If I resolve or take care of all my issues,
无事一身轻
then
就感觉到非常轻松。
Without any issues, I would feel very light and easy. But they did not think.
今天
they do not think that today.You have something to worry about. And tomorrow you have another thing to worry about. And it would never stop, never ceases. Big and small troubles and worries that would affect your mind. Like every day, Grandmaster is giving spiritual consultation.
同门之间提出来的问题很多
And the disciples ask a lot of questions
以上的烦恼
The problems with their health or their bodies
我的病好了
That's heavy obstructions You would think that if you're healed and cured Then you would be fine But actually that's not the case
更多的
Although you're cured or healed There would still beContinuous and unceasing problems and troubles waiting for you.
像前几天啊，我爸爸跌倒。
Like a few days ago, my father fell down.
我就开始。
And I started to feel.
哎呀，老人家跌倒。
When an elderly man
一定要去
falls down,
关怀他。
We need to care for him.
就打电话
and be kind to him.
回去问
啊。So we called back home. 师母 made the call.
观察三天。
And the doctor said that we need to observe for 3 days.
那个胸部有淤血。
And the doctor felt that there is a bleeding, an internal bleeding, and the rib bones may be broken.
在台湾。
And we're here in America, and he's in Taiwan.
心理上就是一个压力啊。
So there's a pressure.
哦。
The mental pressure.
天天为他求，天天。
So every day,
在坛城面前。
At home, in front of the altar, or during my practice, I would pray for him.
啊，终于轻松了。
And eventually, it's solved.
大爱。
There's not the big problem.
啊，只要稍微复健就好了。
With physical therapy, he should be
刚一放下
help, should be cured.
有一个传真来了。
So I let relax, and then another fax. It's my uncle, my mother's brother, passed away.
新的事情来。
So another thing to worry about.
他就住高雄。
So we made contact.Because he lived in Kaohsiung, we contacted the chapter there in Kaohsiung,
去帮忙
and that Taiwan Leichang Temple to help out.
他讲说他要在那个延亨寺的这个塔位
and he said that he wanted to be in the Yanheng Temple in Kaohsiung.
那我们要我跟师母讲
So I told 师母
多少钱我们要赶快
We don't know how much the columbarium there to place his ash And if I were in Taiwan I would definitely go and take care of it
会跳舞的原因
The reason why I'm able to dance
小舅舅
is because of this uncle took me by his motorcycle to the dance club
那以前我们呢这个舅舅
So in the past the uncle and
很亲密的
the nephew are very close because we go there together and now he's passed away of course there's a pressure in my heart
哎应该要回去
and we feel that perhaps we should go back
还是有很多事情
but we still have a lot of things to take care of here
啊塔威已经给钱了
so we've paid for the columbarium it's using my money
那好那好
that's goodThat's good.
比较放心一点啦，因为
So I feel better now.
是觉得
Because
这个有一件事情还没有处
理 I always feel like I haven't taken care of it.
帮他超度
But I've recited sutras and did the bardo deliverance for him and prayed for him. So this is something that happens suddenly.
来一个传真
So suddenly there's this fax.
那我自己看了说也是哎怎么会这
After reading it, like how could it happen?
然后这几天啊就有很
So in this few days, only this week,
这一个礼拜
only this one week, so many things happened.
你说烦恼不烦恼
So what would you say? Is it
烦恼
troublesome or not? So the roots of defilement are deep.
莲祥法师讲
Like what Reverend 莲祥 said Where Master says whatever that's supposed to be said and what's not supposed to be said And Master 莲姐 asked what is not supposed to be said
讲话就是很直的
I'm telling you that Grandmaster is very straightforward
这个就是不该说的
So like telling you that my uncle took me to dance This is something that's not supposed to be said
但这个是事实啊
But that's a fact
那是二十岁的事情啊
When I was in my 20s
哦那时候还没有学佛嘛
Prior to my studying Buddhism
这个不是武功高强吗
So it's not that I have great
武功是
Great dance steps But I haven't forgotten them
但是像跳舞的事情有些出家人他们是不谈的
But things about dancing Most monks will not mention them
这种事情过
You know like singing and dancing And things of the past They would never mention them
什么都讲
But Grandmaster would say them all
该说的也讲
So things supposed to be said I would say And things are not supposed to be said I would say them too So I'm like this straight as an arrow
不该说的也说就是
Things that's not supposed to be spoken I say it too Is that what you meant?
这个那么我们烦恼是很多的像
So we have a lot of troubles and worries It's not that Grandmaster does not have any Of course I do too I was considering whether I should go back or not.
像母舅，我妈妈的弟。
You know, like my uncle, my mother's younger brother, like this.
这么远，我回去。
But we are far apart. And if I go back, it would take time.
要烧父母。
And tomorrow, we have Homa. And there are a lot of disciples already coming.
所以很多事情都是安排好的。
So they're all scheduled ahead of time.
这个分
already and I cannot duplicate myself and send my duplicate there of course I can do that
可以飞行啊
I can do soul travel and do body transformation I can bless people do bardo deliverances and I can bardo deliverance here but they cannot see that
可这个你要表示自己
So you have to
这个诚挚之心
Show your earnesty
你的弟子呢我如果一跑
But if I left, like today, if I'm absent, if I were absent and a lot of you came and we cannot have the Homa tomorrow, and there's still some other disciples who stayed after the ceremony. So this is my trouble. This is my concern, I should say. Should I go back or not? So I was talking with Simu. There are a lot of things that's difficult to handle. Suddenly something happened. What would you know? Tomorrow, what would happen? Or the day after? I asked Fo Qi, my son, to go to the body shop, auto body shop, because my car was scratched, so I sent it to be fixed. He asked me, first, there are two things you need to take care of. First, you need to pay it yourself, or you want the insurance to pay it.
那么自己出钱，我是保全险的哈，保险公司。
So it's insured.
超过1000块钱以上。
So the deductible is $1,000. So I pay for up to $1,000, and the rest would be paid by the insurance. So in fixing that car, all I need to pay is only $1,000, and the insurance company would take care of the rest. But little did we know. So I got an estimate. First, I got the estimate. The auto body shop said that the insurance would pay for $3,000. Oh, if you pay it by yourself, you have to pay $3,000. But if by insurance, well, this is maybe something that's not to be spoken. But if we ask the insurance company to pay for it, then it would cost $4,000 or $5,000. So it would be less if you pay it on your own, but if the insurance company pay it, then it would be more. So I thought, well, if I only pay $1,000 and the insurance company pays for $3,000, then, well, of course, I would prefer the insurance company to pay for it. You know, otherwise, I would lose another $2,000 if I pay for it all by myself. And the auto body shop people said it'll take only a week. And then when the insurance guy came and took a look at the car, this is a great car. This is a wonderful, I mean, car, and our insurance company is very famous, so I want to change the whole body of the car. So the insurance guy was very outspoken, and they would pay for thousands of dollars. And the color of my car, that's the only one in the whole of United States. So we need to order the paint from Europe, and they have to remake it because it's the whole color, that's the only one, it's unique. So originally they estimated for 1 week, and now they have to order the paint, the manufacturer, and they have to make it, and they have to order the iron plate and then ship it all here and then install it here. And then Fo Qi said, then maybe you have to wait for 6 months. So 1 week, and now it turns to be 6 months. So I am troubled. So what would you say? So many unpredictable things. If I knew that this would happen, then I'll pay another $1,000 or $2,000. And the insurance guy said that maybe even the top of the car and the whole body and the paint, everything has to change. Then that would take 6 months. And Fuqi told me,
是小意思,
6 months, not so big deal. But and his car took 2.5 years.
Amitabha.
Amitabha.
这个烦恼啊，我们众生的烦恼。
So the troubles of sentient beings are heavy.
不是经常我们在修行人，不是说啊。
As spiritual cultivators, although we focus on cultivation.
所谓专指的就是这些弘法的啦，李光头，刚刚那个莲杰上师。
This special. Cultivators like the Dharma propagators, those who are wearing these Lama robes, and that we are the professional cultivators, and then the novice cultivators or the amateur cultivators would be the laity. So even the professional cultivators have so much troubles already, and especially the amateur cultivators. Your worries or troubles would be even more, wouldn't you say?
所以这个六祖讲啊, 这个烦恼根深啊,
so that's why the six patriarchs said that the root of troubles or worries are deep rooted because you can't totally focus on spiritual cultivation. So this is a big reason. And once a trouble comes, that your focus on spiritual cultivation would be distracted, and it would be difficult to attain enlightenment. But to Grand Master, although your troubles comes with many things, I often say, that's no big deal. Even the troubles, just let it be and let it come and go.
烦恼永远在嘛?
Because the troubles will always exist. Things that we can resolve or handle, we do. And things that we can't, then just let them be.
随他了。Let
them be.
我们行者只能够做到这样子。
So as cultivators, that's all we need to do. Things that we can resolve or handle, then we do them the best we can. Things that we cannot, like interpersonal relationships or things in our cultivations or so many things in the society, things that we cannot control, many things we can't control, so we just let them be.
那么我们把烦恼到时候能够看成没有。
So if we can view the troubles to become no troubles, then it's easier and faster for you to gain enlightenment. But if you always carry the troubles in your heart, then it's impossible for you to gain enlightenment because that would be like the clouds covering the sun.
这个言语邪见。
And the other thing is about the wrong views or erroneous views, incorrect views.
是正见以外的所有的见解.
So views other than the right or the correct views.
不是叫做邪见.
That's called the wrong views
这个邪见呢,
or the erroneous views. This exists.
啊, 人有邪见都是有,
People
有时候,
have these views.
听来的,
Things that you hear are not accurate, but you believe them. Then that would generate erroneous view. Things that you see may not be factual, but you believe your eyes. Then that's also erroneous views. It's not the right view. So things we see, things we hear are not necessarily accurate. Or correct.
那么因此你自己受了影响,
and that would affect you.
你就心中就产生了邪见,
and then in your mind or in your heart, you would have the wrong views.
自然会障碍了,
then naturally that would obstruct your enlightenment.
啊, 也会障碍到这个如来的智慧。
It would obstruct the wisdom of the Tathagata。
有所谓的这个啊邪见。
So,
那么有一个老师。
This is a wrong view. There's a teacher that's teaching a first grade of elementary school.
很多的这些飞禽啊,
and he's teaching about
禽鸟之类的,
the birds.
教这个认识家禽之类的,
the bird species.
他就讲,
and he gave an analogy.
啊, 每天的清晨当太阳
every morning
太阳公公
at dawn
升起来的时候啊，有一个
when the
两脚的动
the sun grandfather rises, there is an animal with two legs that would
啊，这个是什么
cry out and to call to wake you. So what kind of animal is this? So the teacher asked the student.
是妈妈。
And the student answered, "My mom."
这个就是邪见。
That's the wrong view.
因为你的他没有听清楚，因为他在讲的时候是
he did not listen carefully because the teacher was teaching about birds. So, but and your mom is not a bird.
你妈妈是你妈妈。
Your mom is your mom. It's not a bird.
啊，这也是小明的烦恼，因为每天早上。
So that's the trouble of the student because when he was sound asleep in the morning, his mom is waking him up. So this is the erroneous view of the student.
那么还有呢，烦恼的事情呢，有时候是我们自己找。
Sometimes these troubles are created by ourselves.
前台商去中国大陆啊，去。
You know, in China, the Taiwanese businessmen went to China and they went to nightclubs. And when they were caught by the policemen there, it would be entered into the blacklist. So this is the troubles that you created for yourself.
这个护照怎么用？盖个萤虫，这护照怎么用呢？
And you know when they were marked as the like a litigious debaucher in their passport, what would they do? So they would find connections.
这研究啊。
And they would
研究
try to find ways. Actually, that's a play of words about.
终于
trying to
说
get
好了，没问题的。
Giving bribes，
拿来一看呢、啊，它上面多了一个飞蝇虫。
And then the official said, "Well, give me your passport." And then they just add a no in front of this debaucher, so it's not a debaucher. And then they would think, "No, this is not good. That's not a good one. It's not a good way."
盖弥彰啊，这是烦恼。他烦恼。
So when the passport was first being stamped, that the Taiwanese businessmen were troubled, and they found officials at higher level to try to resolve it.
再弄上几个字。
And then in this stamp, when they add this no or not a debaucher, these three words.
绝对
they wanted to do something else.
是绝对没有问题。
And then they said, they returned the passport and said, okay, now it's solved.
非洲萤火虫。
And they add words in between the not a debauchery that literally meant it's Africa. It's an insect from Africa.
很多烦恼是自己找的啊、哦！很多烦恼是自己。
So this is troubles that you created for yourself.
烦恼出现，但是我们有时候是。
It's not that the trouble that appears by itself.
烦恼来自己烦。
But sometimes you create the troubles for yourself.
这人世间的事情呢、啊，有时候啊， 你不能责怪别人。
So things in this world, you can't blame on others. They are mostly created by our own.
很多烦恼
You create troubles for yourself.
自己去产生
They are not created externally, but things that happen naturally or created by yourself.
脏啊，或者难事都要注意耶。
So Taiwanese businessmen, or all the men, please be careful about this African fireflies, so they're not a debauchery.
It
becomes African fireflies.
正念是怎么教你？怎么如何教你？
So every one of us has to have the right view. How can that be taught? So here is.This joke about someone that's taken an exam, a driving exam for the driver license. And this young girl was asked, when you were driving, and then you saw a man and a dog right in front of you. So would you hit the man or would you hit the dog? So the young girl...replied immediately, I would hit the dog. And that's not the right view. And the examiner would say, you failed. Next time, go for it. Because at this time, you have to hit on the brake. If you see a man and a dog in front of you, you can't hit the dog. Because, you know, the life of a dog is very precious in America.
不像那个像那个别地方的那些狗
Not like in other places.
我的狗你撞它看看
If you hit a dog in America,
整个家
Sometimes,
所以我们
you have to reimburse a lot of money. So you have to have the right view.
在你还没有发生事情的时候啊，你就要
You have to be proactive. You have to have to
踩刹车就是正
have the right view. Like you have to hit the brake. That's the right view.
就是不正见
But if you hit the man or the dog, then that's incorrect view. That's the wrong view.
这里有所谓正见跟不正见啊。
So, this is talking about the right view or incorrect view. Someone went to see the doctor. He told the doctor, my hair is falling every day by the bunches. And the doctor said, if you let it fall a little while, then it'll be fine. If you let it continue to fall a little longer, then you would be fine. And then the patient asked, why? Why would it be fine? Because then there will not be any hair left. No more hair left to fall anymore. So this would match what Master Lian Jie said. So I hope some of you would...have your hair fall
掉一阵子就好了
and you just have to suffer that for a short time then you can enter our group
出家是一
our club this monkhood because entering into monkhood is the right view but what the doctor said is the wrong view
一种叫做
Actually, the reason why our hair falls off is because we are missing zinc.
那个东西，你补充那个营养下去，你的头发就不会掉。
And if you take the zinc supplement, then your hair will not fall down and fall off.
所谓掉光啦。
So that's the right view. But saying that you would be fine if you just let your hair continue to fall a little longer, then that's the wrong view. So that's the difference between the right and the wrong views.
啊，有一个职员呢，跟经理请假。
There's this employee that's asking for a day off from his manager.
我的。
And his reason was.
要我回去做家庭的大扫除。
My wife asked me to do a.
那个经。
House cleaning.
公司正忙着呢。
A deep house cleaning. And the manager thought, but we are busy at work, so he disapproved. And the employee was very thankful to the manager for his disapproval. So he actually does not approve. That's, he's very thankful. So the right view is the disapproval, but helping the wife to do house cleaning is the wrong view.
如果是礼拜天你帮老婆,
but on Sundays, if you're helping your wives to do house cleaning, then that's the right view.
不是礼拜天,
but if it's not on Sundays, and you're asking for days off from your work, then that's the wrong view.
六祖所讲的话啊，很有道理。
So what the six patriarchs said makes a lot of sense.You need to be one with the right view.
能够很清楚明白清晰的知道。
And you need to be very clear and comprehensive about Tathagata's wisdom.
而不是在于表象表面。
And not superficial.
像师尊跟你讲。
Not on the superficial level. Like what Grandmaster told you.
人生如梦。
Like the last time you mentioned that human life is just like a dream. And Master Lian Jie also mentioned that.
有一个对联,
that passing by a cemetery, there was that calligraphy like that. Actually, it could be written very simply.
这边四个字,
four characters on this side and four on the other side.
如此,
so today, it's like this.
未来如此。
In the future, it's like this too. That's it.
就等于就连接上师说。
It's the same like what Master Lian Jie said.
对联。文场的对联。
About the couplets.
未来如此。
So,
上面。
If it's just written like that. And today's like this, in the future's like this, and on top you just say, same, same, or equality.
一场大梦。
Because human life is just like this, it's just like a big, long dream. What we see are just superficial, but still most people cannot forget about them. So in this dream, they fight for their name, reputations, territories. And the dream is superficial.
如梦幻
is the superficial appearances. The Diamond Sutra said that it is just like a dream and an illusion, just like a movie. Just like playing in the movie.
开始
you have an
最后就结束了就像幻
curtain up, curtain down,
就过了
beginning and ending.
泡
just like an illusion,
泡泡
just like a bubble, and then it bursts.And it disappears. Just like a shadow. A shadow doesn't exist. It seems like it exists, but actually it does not. So under the sun, you can see your shadow. It's right that the shadow exists, but if you move or you go into the house, then the shadow disappears.So dreams, illusions, bubbles, and shadows. Those are just superficial appearances. But what I'm asking, the wisdom of the Tathagata, the question is, why the illusion, the dreams, the bubbles, and the shadows? Why? So the Buddha's wisdom is asking you, why?The shadows, the dreams, the bubbles, the shadows. Because these are superficial appearances, things we can see. we all know that it is just like an illusion, like bubbles, like dews, like electricity. They all pass. You know, the dew in the morning when the sun rises, it evaporates and it's gone. Electricity? Also very swift. It's like time. Very swift, very fast. Master Lian Jie said that she's been here for 16 years in Seattle. So how many 16 years do you have in a human life? I went into retreat for 6 years. How many years ago since I went to Edmonton? I went there in 98. And now? 2009. So how many years? 11 years.
哎呀, 我看到几个 Edmonton的那个,
so, I saw several goddesses of Edmonton. They dance the flying dancers. In Edmonton, they danced that, and they were young and beautiful. And today at the dining table, Simu said, Simu was the one who said it, not me. Today, we saw this goddess, those who danced the goddess dance in Edmonton. And now they've become old goddesses.
仙女是不会变老的.
So goddesses would never grow old.
青春永驻的.
They are youthful forever. Only human beings grow old.
会变老. 师尊也承认了,
Grand Master admits too.
我50几岁的时候,
that when I was in my 50s, my face was round.
有, 还有光彩.
It was still radiant.
我准备去找一个那个整形
Now I want to find a plastic surgeon.
他会给女生点那个腮红
They can inject that blush
一针一针,
like they use a very fine needles and inject some dye, some pinkish dye on your face, so even when you're sick and almost like reaching your death, and you still look very healthy and very, you know, with the with the blush. Actually, you're almost dying because that color would never fade. And the doctors this is incredible. You don't need to put on cosmetics, even on your lips. You don't need to wear lipsticks anymore. They would inject it using fine needles on your lips, on your eyebrows, on your cheeks, on your
眼影,
eyelashes.
眼影, 这是所有的脸都是红光满,
so your face would look very, very nice and beautiful. So when you wake up in the morning, all you have to do is just wash your face. It's as if you have put on your cosmetics. So it's naturally, you look just like the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And then you just put on the pig's ears on your ears. Then at that time, Amitabha Buddha would not even recognize me.
人生啊, 很难说的, 很多的意义, oh,
it's hard to say in this life.
意外,
sometimes there's accidents, disasters.
啊, 不管如何,
no matter what,
为要,
we should stress, put importance on our spiritual cultivation, like what Master Lian Jie said. We need to train in keeping the precepts, in meditation, on wisdom. And we need to propagate Buddha Dharma. And Reverend Lian Xiang also mentioned that we should not hurry in our spiritual cultivation. We should just take it one step at a time. And we should do it earnestly. There's no need to hurry to gain enlightenment. Not just because Grandmaster is asking you to shoot an arrow and you just continue to shoot like every other day. Like Master Lian He, he shot the arrows every other day. And Simu said, Master Lian He shot the arrows every other day, and even when he shot it haphazardly, maybe it would hit the red dot, the target, accidentally. So like if you shot a gun, like hundreds of them, and the birds just fly, and by accident you may hit one. Simu said that, not me. I never kept anything, but if it's if it is stated that it cannot be spoken, it has to be kept secret, then Grandmaster will not say it. Like until now, I never mentioned about enlightenment to Simu, and Simu knew. So Grandmaster at least withhold this one and will never tell her. I will never tell her unless she gained that insight on her own. I don't know if she gains enlightenment because she never shot the arrow. She did not want to know, and I never tell her. I would never tell her. I would withhold this forever. The only secret I can keep is that I will not violate the Tathagata. I will not violate the Tathagata. So the wisdom of the Tathagata is something that the Tathagata enlightened to. And also something that and I enlightened to myself. Nobody taught me. I did it on my own. So today, if you enlighten yourself, and then you tell other people carelessly, then you violate the Tathagata. So enlightenment is something that has to be gained on your own. And then if you're very, very near it, and someone with deep or big spiritual root, then you can just give the hint. But there's some others that you cannot hint because that would be violating the Tathagata. So Grandmaster will not be able to tell the enlightenment of the Buddha Sakyamuni under the Bodhi tree. So the wisdom of the Tathagata embrace or embodies the empty nature and the existence. So if you're talking about the empty nature, then the Tathagata will talking about the existence. And then if you say, now I gain enlightenment and I want to obtain the lineage rule, I would say that, but you are already enlightened, so how important is the lineage rule? That's just a name. You have no need for the lineage rule, and you have no need to say that you are enlightened, because you would know in your heart that you are already enlightened. Then you can seal it with the ultimate truth of the universe, and you can seal everything, that everything would pass with this enlightenment. But if your enlightenment cannot seal everything, then that's not enlightenment. Or if you take superficial things as enlightenment, like the dreams, the illusions, the shadows and the bubbles, that's all superficial forms. Like the wealth, the fame, sleep,
空的表象, 梦幻泡影是空的表象,
materials,
财色名食睡,
and food. This is actually the superficial appearances of existences. And the illusions, dream shadows, and bubbles are the superficial appearances of the empty nature. So once you gain the enlightenment, then you use it to seal, the superficial appearances of both the empty nature and the existences, and they all would pass. So once you're truly enlightened, you have no need to gain the title of master, and you will not even obtain the lineage robe. Or having the lineage robe or not having it is the same. It's the same with the title master. Once you're enlightened, your mind, it's infinite, it's boundless, and it's everywhere, it's omnipresent. There's no borders, it's unlimited, it's infinite, it's omnipresent, it's everywhere. So the enlightened one comes to me. I would ask one question: where are you now? He needs to be able to answer that. Where are you now? If you can answer it, that would prove that your realm is not bad. But it doesn't mean that you're enlightened. But he says, great wisdom, very, very wise. I would never lie, I would withhold one. Reverend Lian Xiang said that you need to withhold one hand, don't touch the red or flaming iron. You really have to maintain your hand, otherwise your hand would be destroyed. So he said it well. Someone said, the board said that if you buy the house, the furniture is included. So if I buy this house and all the furniture would be included, wow, that's great. So he bought the house. After he bought it, he asked the seller, so I bought the house, so you have to give me all the furniture. And the seller said, where are your furniture? And then I would move all your furniture in to the house. Your own furniture. So actually, there's a play of words here. Buy the house, deliver the furniture. So he thought that he would give his furniture to the buyer, but actually the seller just delivered the buyer's furniture to the buyer. So this is a trick. But Grandmaster is not tricking you, it's not lying to you. I am still holding one. It's true.
那个铁匠, 他其实他讲,
like the ironsmith,
保留一手,
withholding one hand, this joke is also very good. So you're truly withholding one hand.
铁红的时候,
when the iron is flaming red, don't touch it.
很平常的道理,
that's a common sense.
珍贵的,
but it's very precious too.
真的是保留一手,
really, withholding one hand.
我们佛,
or withholding one. In Buddha Dharma too, it's a very ordinary concept.
也是保留一手,
but we're also withholding one.
但我这个保留一手不是骗,
but my withholding one is not a trick.
真的是很珍贵,
it's truly precious. Om Mani Padme Hum.